Thank you for listening to this message from the Pentecostals.
There, and we take them for granted. Words like dominion, words like reign, like king, words like majesty, dominion, rule, power, authority, right? All these things, the name of this and the name of that. We make them, we think of them as poetic words. They sound like literary words. They sound very biblical, but you know what they are? They are kingdom terms. All of them are kingdom terms. There is no majesty without a king. There is no authority without a dominion. And all of the, we talk about going before the Lord's throne, right? We talk about all these, and we talk about kingdom, but we don't act like king's kids. You hear the collective, that was hilarious. I wish there could have been a collective, and then you did your head like that. But everybody collectively went, Some of you are like, deep thought. Some of you are like, ouch. Whichever it was, receive it. We talk about the kingdom, but we don't live like we're of the kingdom. And we're going to start preaching about that today, and I don't know when we will end. I'm not talking about, I don't know when we will end today. We will end in time for lunch today. But I don't know when we're going to be done talking about the kingdom until God's done and you are a part of it. Everybody say the kingdom. Look at your neighbor and say, when he said it, he was talking about the kingdom. Now, those of you that are first-time guests, we make no apologies for what you experience. We're not being arrogant in any way, but the truth of the matter is, if you were getting what you needed, you'd be there. It's not about us, please. By the end of this, you'll understand, this is not arrogance or confidence. I am nothing. I got nothing for you. But I've got a God that does. In this service, you will see people healed. In this service, you will see people delivered, and you will see people saved. You won't just see people coming to shake hands with grace and walk out the door still addicted. They can walk out of here completely set free from addiction. This is the difference, not because of this building, not because we're any better, but because we're tired of playing church, we've come to be the church. And we know our King has the power to set free, to deliver, to break chains, and to give us a dominion on this earth. And so you came here because you're looking for something real. Put your seatbelt on. And one of the things that's been happening, this hasn't always been the case. Please don't misunderstand. I'm not telling you we've always been this way. Now, we've been pretty lame for a while. I'm just being very candid with you. We got to be transparent in these days, right? Because whatever I say to you now, you're going to go look on Facebook and after service and find, oh, he was lying. Or you're going to go back and look at a message I preached 22 years ago that's in an archive somewhere and go, oh, he contradicted himself. So I might as well just be real, right? Because everything's out there anyway. You can't hide anything. So I'm just going to be real with you and tell you, we are on a journey ourselves as a church, as a body of believers, me individually, we have not been kingdom oriented enough. And so recently we've been talking about the kingdom. We've been talking about authority and power. It's been happening a lot more on Tuesday nights, by the way. Those are like, I don't remember. Did he say that? That's because you were only here Sunday. It's like, wow, he just hit me and I didn't even know it. He's just like, bap. I didn't even know. I was smiling and the next thing I knew I had a whiplash. I wasn't trying to hit you. I'm trying to get your attention. I have had a typical approach that if the Lord gives me a word or begin to give me direction in the Spirit, I have formed it into a sermon or a sermon series or a message, and that finds its way into a Wednesday night or into a Sunday. Our pastors have been given topics and series, and they just, I don't tell them what to preach. I just say, here's the topic. You dig, pray, fast, get a word from God, and stay on this topic. And here are your boundaries. And then they go after it and they bring the power and the word of God without fear and without favor. And we join together on Wednesdays and do that. But what the Lord has been imparting to me here lately, he has been having me impart on Tuesday night prayer. Not preaching, but in prayer. And then stopping and exhorting and then praying the word of God. And I'm going to tell you, it has been like Azusa Street mini back here in Building 3. On Tuesday nights. Just a heads up for you. And I don't know exactly. It's not like I'm trying to be, you know, that's like the Platinum Club or something. I'm not being restrictive. I've just been saying, Lord, when do you want me to preach this? I've been itching to preach it. I've been wanting to preach it on Wednesday. I've been wanting to preach it on Sunday, but the Lord has told me this. Those that are hungry for prayer are the ones that are going to do something with it. Those that are not are just going to hear it, clap their hands, pat you on the back, tell you a nice sermon, and go off and keep doing what they've been doing. So I don't know. You might want to talk to the Lord about that. I'm just obeying Him. Can I get another amen? Amen. And I hope that doesn't make you uncomfortable, but what the Word of God does to you is not my control. That's between you and Him. It comforts, it exhorts, it encourages, it instructs, but the Bible says the Word of God also rebukes, and it also corrects. So receive it as His Word and not mine. Please don't be angry at me. I recommend not being angry with Him either, but that's between you and Him. I'm going to do a kingdom thing right now. I've already done this for myself. But as an example to you and also for your benefit to engage you in this process, I'm about to pray a kingdom prayer before I preach. And then I'm going to bind and loose before I preach the Word of God. This is a biblical mandate that we have ignored as a church, as ministers, as preachers, as Christians. And we have been throwing seed and words and Bible studies at people and not paying attention to the fact that they're blind. And just using the excuse, well, the word will not return void. They'll eventually get it, or they just don't love Jesus, and then we walk on. And we have not done our part in the kingdom. Wondering why people don't respond to the words that we say and that we preach and that we testify. It's because they're bound and we haven't loosed them. That's kingdom talk. It's kingdom behavior. I'm not angry. I'm just being very direct, and I'm going to pray right now. I'm going to ask you to join us, because what happens is when Jesus, and I'll preach about this at some point, when Jesus converted Saul on the road to Damascus, Saul tells us about it three times in the New Testament. We mainly focus on the first two. In Acts chapter 9, we see the conversion accounted for by Luke. He teaches us how he was knocked off his horse, bright light from heaven, voice speaks to him, "Who art thou, Lord? I am Jesus whom thou persecutest." And with that discussion, we've heard in Acts chapter 9. Then we jump ahead when Paul is before the council, James and the boys back in Jerusalem. He says, "Y'all ain't gonna believe what happened to me." And he tells the story to the believers. But then something happens in Acts 26 when he is standing before King Agrippa. And he gives the third account of the story. And only in the third account in Acts 26 will you find red letters of what Jesus said to Paul that he leaves out of the first two testimonies. And he told him, "Rise up off the dust." Now remember, he's blind because he's got scales on his eyes and the bright light has done something to him. And he's in the process of conversion. He says, "Rise up and go." And then he instructs him, "Here's what's going to happen, Paul. You are going to open their eyes. You are going to turn their eyes from darkness toward light. And you are going to turn them away from Satan unto God, that they might receive forgiveness." In other words, don't even bring forgiveness to them until you've done those three things. Are y'all with me? You say, "You're teaching and not preaching." I kind of do that. I don't want to just blab some prayer and y'all think it's some little quick 7-step program and then you start doing it mimicking without the faith of understanding what you're doing. So I'm giving you the context of why I'm about to do what I'm about to do. This is not my message. Sorry. Yeah, it's 11:35 and I haven't started yet. But there's no reason for me to preach if everybody I'm preaching to is blind, or if even one of you is blind. If your eyes are in darkness, there's no reason for me to preach because you don't have enough light to see what I'm preaching. If you are turned towards Satan, there's no reason for me to preach because my words, God's words, do not instantaneously change you. It's your ability to receive those words that the word can then change you. If your mind and your heart are blind and hard and cannot receive the word, it would be like a farmer throwing seed on a parking lot instead of plowed soil. So what I'm about to do is plow in this auditorium, in this sanctuary. Just because you came here doesn't mean you want to change. Just because you're about to endure this message I'm going to preach for however long that is, and you're going, "Oh my God." Just because you're willing to endure that doesn't mean it's going to change you. So I'm going to take authority and dominion. I'm going to pray your eyes open. I'm going to pray your gaze away from darkness into light. And I'm going to pray the position of your body to turn away from Satan and turn toward God. And then I'm going to bind the spirit that's been waxing you all week. The spirit that's been lying to you, that's been condemning you, that's been telling you you're not part of the kingdom and you'll never be a part of the kingdom. Come on, somebody. You know what I'm talking about. A spirit that's been a burden on you and a weight on you, has been haunting you, focusing you on your past. Friend, look toward the light and look forward. The kingdom is forward, not backward. Would you stand one more time? Say, my God, we're doing calisthenics. Some of you need some calisthenics. Oh, he was talking on you. Burn. Roast. Is that what y'all? They're like, no, that's old already. Don't say roast. We said that last year. I'm sorry. I have teenage kids, and that only makes me clueless. I think I'm up on something, and then they change it. Anyway, are you ready? Lift your head toward heaven. No bowed heads. No bowed heads. Lift your head towards heaven. If you need to close your eyes, you can. But if you want to look up toward your Lord and Savior, then do so. But I'm going to pray, and I want you to join in with me, and we'll learn together. Amen? Amen? Amen. Father, I come to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, because it is that name that grants me access to your throne, not my name. And I am praying specifically in obedience to your word, as you instructed Paul the apostle, that he said, follow me as I follow Christ. I am following his example. And I am right now in the name of Jesus praying over every man, woman, and child in this sanctuary and under the sound of my voice, even from media. I am praying in the name of Jesus that you will open their blind eyes that the God of this world hath blinded. I am asking God that you would turn their eyes and open them up, God, that they might see the revelation of your marvelous light and your word would become clear to them. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will